He found control from somewhere and spoke in a calm, even voice that belied his inner torment.
"What you didn't realize, of course, was that Killian had taken DNA from your father, and that the Wiesenthal Center had a sample of his hair. Poor old Jacques Gassman would never have been identified as Eric Fleischer. You killed him for nothing."
"He was an old man."
The sudden callous quality in his voice provoked a spike of anger that overpowered Enzo's guilt.
"After 94 years, he didn't deserve to die like that."
Alain said nothing for a very long time, and Enzo found his eye drawn to his finger on the trigger. It almost seemed to be caressing it, and fear returned. Then, finally, Alain said,
"How did you know it was me that murdered Killian?"
"You left fingerprints on the shell casings. Fingerprints that couldn't have been recovered 20 years ago. But time and technology caught up with you, Alain. I took your glass from lunch the other day, so we had prints to compare them to."
Alain frowned.
"But you must have suspected me even then."
Enzo nodded.
"Something Killian said in that last phone call to his daughter-in-law, and that was confirmed by the date of your father's arrival on the island. I found that out at the Mary when I went to check on Gassman. Gassman came in May, more than 2 months after the earthquake in Agadir. But your father was here within 3 weeks."
He saw the doctor's jaw clench and unclench.
"What was the something that Killian said to his daughter-in-law?"
"He told her it was ironic that it was the son who would finish the job. I had taken that to mean that he didn't expect to live, and that it would be up to his son, Peter, to finish his work for him, whatever that was. But it was the word ironic that troubled me. Why was it ironic?"
He answered his own question.
"Because he also expected Fleischer's son to finish what his father had started. As you said, he must have seen it in your eyes, knew that you would never let him expose your father, that you would finish the job your father had started and kill him yourself."
Enzo shook his head.
"I didn't want to believe it, Alain. I really didn't. But Killian did, which is why he set the clues for his son in a way that you would never find them, or understand them even if you did, and why he hid the sample of DNA in a place you would never think to look."
Alain breathed his frustration through clenched teeth.
"I searched everywhere for anything that might implicate my father. All I found was correspondence between Killian and someone at the Wiesenthal Center in Paris."
His eyes were a reflection of the confusion of thoughts that must have been tumbling through his head.
"How on earth did he get a sample of my father's DNA?"
"I'll show you if you like. It's in the kitchen."
He opened an outstretched palm toward the kitchen door.
"May I?"
Alain nodded mutely and stepped aside to let Enzo past. Enzo moved cautiously into the kitchen and switched on the light. He opened the fridge door and lifted out the Ziploc bag, removing the book from inside. Alain approached the door, his gun still trained on the Scotsman, but his eyes were filled now with puzzled curiosity as Enzo opened up The Life of the Mosquito, Part 4, to reveal the squashed and preserved insect with its last blood meal between pages 57 and 58. 58.